about rattling on anyway.
No, it's fine.
But anyway, back to the great grandparents. You know, like I said, they died, and there was, I believe, six boys and one girl, and her name was, which, being country, got to be Beatrice,
which was shortened to Beat.
You know, so you know, we called her Aunt Beat,
right.
Which reminds you of a little red thing you eat, you know, that the Indians used to paint their face with. But like I said, one uncle, he joined. This gosh must have been in the like early 20s, you know. He, even before, not before that, I guess World War One. Yeah, been in the teens. Anyway, you know, they were all big. You know, I mean, like you know, they grew fast. And I saw this gentleman one time. We called him Uncle Eddie. His name was Harley. But anyway, to explain how he got the Eddie business, when he went into the Navy at age 15, and they had a lot of boxing and wrestling and stuff like that in the Navy then. You know, that was entertainment. Wasn't much else going on. And he was the world light heavyweight champion of the U.S. Navy. And he was going up against one of the big shots. That was back in the days of Jack Dempsey and that bunch. And he was going up. He was supposed to fight somebody. I don't know who it was. I got a booklet somewhere, you know, that he wrote all his junk down in. And anyway, a little leaflet, I mean. And so they, you know, they started digging up stuff on him to tell about him and where he came from, and they found out that the booger was just 17 years old then. And hell, he'd been in the Navy 2 years, so he couldn't. You know, they threw him out.
Yeah.
They had to get him out of the Navy, and he couldn't fight. But anyway, you know, we got pictures of him, you know, when he in his Navy stuff, you know, his little Navy shorts with a USN on it and a little, you know, the anchor and the rope and his boxing gloves. And, you know, just like I said, typical family, and he stayed out in California, and another uncle, the baby of the bunch, his name was Doyle, and he was a boxer too, and so they changed his name from Doyle to Tommy, you know. It was back in the days, you know, when they did that kind of stuff. And they stayed out there, and Uncle Eddie died last year out there with nobody. You know, he had a wife, no kids. Uncle Tommy was married once, had one child, and he's still out there. He's been back here three times, I think, in my lifetime. Uncle Eddie came back once. His hands would make two of mine, and I got a pretty big hand for a little guy. I wear a size 12 ring, you know. Believe that? But his hands, you know, would make, both, you know, like this. And I guess he must have been like 65 or 70 or something the time I saw him, and I was maybe 15, 16, I don't know. And he was showing me one time, and I thought I was tough. Of course, I was a squirty little guy, but he hit me and knocked me clean across the living room just with a little like that, you know. So I had a lot of respect for him. But anyway, that was my dad's background, and his daddy was one of the footloose ones that, you know, married a little while before the Depression, and after he was married a while, you know, like I said, typical family. They had a kid, and it died of pneumonia. Then they had another one, and another one, and another one, you know. And so, you know, Dad had to help make a living. And, you know, just typical family. Basically, education would range anywhere from grade 1 to 5, 6, 7, and 8, you know, in his, you know, parental, you know, his background.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Was your grandfather a farmer?
Well, no, he was really, I guess you would say, of course, he did farm for a while, you know, until the Depression got so bad nobody could make any money at it. And then after that, he went to somewhere in the north, it seemed like somewhere in Iowa, you know, and was working at some kind of factory, I don't know, probably some government thing, and, you know, and sending what he could back, which never amounted to much. He wasn't what you'd call, he's not, I don't guess he'd be the kind of granddaddy you'd look back on with a lot of pride. Nothing basically wrong with him other than he just got used to being, you know, working somewhere else and, you know,
sending the money home.
He wasn't a drunk or a, you know, a thug or anything like that. He didn't have three or four families anywhere, you know, nothing like that. I mean, he's, you know, but anyway, even after my dad and him was married, it must have been in the early 50s, he and my grandmother got a divorce, and a few years later she married again and had one more child who is, you know, younger than me, my aunt, beautiful girl. She must be about 23 years old now. She's married, has a child.